This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's very own MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington, and we are closing it out with a fine representative from Cornerstone Advisors, actually Gonzo
yes.
Bankers.
Gonzo Banker, yes. Yeah.
How are you, Lindsay? Lindsay Hooks,
I'm
everybody.
Great.
How are
yeah.
you?
Yeah, hello, I'm great.
Good.
Having a lot of fun out here.
I bet.
It's a packed agenda mm-hmm. and lots of great people.
Mm-hmm. And you did a session earlier today as well,
I
but
did.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I want to get some conference feedback from
yeah.
you. Like
okay.
Any highlights, any takeaways from what you've experienced here the last couple of days?
You know, everyone is really engaged. It's exciting, even, you know, in
bit.
The last hours.
Yeah,
which
I
is
know.
Surprising, right? Like, there's nobody's stopping to the end. It's been fun to actually meet some folks in person.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, you know,
cooped
meeting
up for
virtually.
A while.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I
so,
hear that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's great.
Anything stand out? Any speakers or anything like that besides you?
Besides
but
me.
Any speakers stand
you know,
out?
I rolled in at midnight last night.
Congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you. And so I got to hear a few folks
I understand.
Talk today and
I understand.
Rolling out tonight.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Roll in, roll out.
Roll in, roll
All
out.
Right, well, let's get to your session,
yes.
Which is really important, by the way. Intentional
yeah.
strategies to boost non-interest income. So give us a summary, and then we'll dive into a couple of takeaways.
Okay. So what we want to talk about, I mean, this all started with an overdraft discussion last year,
mm-hmm.
or last spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where how are we going to replace this overdraft
right.
income that the
Everyone's
market
eliminating.
Has decided
yeah.
that we need to be part of the conversation?
Right.
And honestly, it almost feels like a blip right now because at the beginning of October, Reg II updates are coming through,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's a huge, huge impact to non-interest income. So talk a little bit about Reg II
mm-hmm.
because there's just so much to know and so many questions to keep asking
yeah.
because we don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Can you share with us real quick Reg
yeah.
II? Just for those
yes.
who might not be too familiar with it.
Reg II,
including myself.
Also known as the Durbin Amendment.
Oh, there we go. Now we go.
There
okay.
we go. There's the name.
Never mind.
Never mind. The technical name is the Durbin,
okay.
or is Reg II, but you know.
We all
Durbin
know that.
Amendment. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna disrupt our smaller institutions significantly
mm-hmm.
with just the interchange opportunity by having more card-not-present transactions go to a PIN network. And the biggest disruptor of that, in my opinion, is we have no idea what the chargeback rates look
mm-hmm,
like.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden we have, you know, in the card-not-present space, an online transaction, for example, if it's going through Visa and MasterCard, we have chargeback rights. We can recover this money. Maybe we have some fraud, but at least
yeah.
there are chargeback rights.
Right, right.
With this new layer, if we're adding a PIN network
mm-hmm.
or a single message network, there are no chargeback rates on there.
Uh-oh.
It's a pinless PIN transaction. So not only are we going to interrupt our revenue stream with interchange, we're going to take a hit on fraud because there are no chargeback rates.
Wow.
So we don't understand the impact.
Well,
yet.
Whose idea was this?
Whose idea was this? Well, it's all for the consumer. We're going to reduce the cost of goods.
Okay, but then you're going to damage your financial institutions at the same
yeah.
time.
Right. How are we going to pay for that fraud?
Right, right.
Monitoring. How are we going to pay for rewards? How are we going to pay to
mm-hmm.
upgrade our digital systems without this interchange
mm-hmm.
revenue
mm-hmm.
and then higher fraud losses?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what networks do.
Well, I mean, financial institutions, just digesting this real quick, financial institutions are having a hard enough time as it is dealing with all the regulations
yeah.
and stuff. And then to add this on top of it, and then the other thing that they have to think about is all like the neobanks and things like that are nipping at our heels.
Yes.
So that just gives them an advantage, do you think? Or am I reaching too far here?
I think it creates an opportunity, right? Any
yeah.
stress like this is going to create some
right.
sort of opportunity.
Right.
I think when you have some neobanks that aren't charging overdraft fees and their big income stream is interchange, well, they're going to get hit too now.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So how
okay.
are they going to sustain this free program,
Good point.
This, you know, branchless operation, but if they're not getting the interchange,
mm-hmm.
can they keep it up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So what did you want to leave people with? What did you want people to take home and go,
yeah.
oh my gosh, sky's falling.
Yes.
But we don't want that to happen.
No, we don't want that to happen. I think the short term is do the math. Understand your mix of card not present, card present, and within those two spaces understand where the transactions are routing today so that you can be ready, because it's going to make a difference.
Okay.
And look at that card not present transaction that's signature today. How much of that's going to shift to PIN, and what is your potential mm-hmm. fraud loss?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first layer.
Okay.
And the other layer just is an overall strategy that I think all credit unions should have in terms of vendor management. Make sure that we're not letting any contracts auto-renew. Make sure you give yourself 18 to 24 months in advance of any contract renewal to start to have a conversation to say, how do we get better pricing, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with that savings, how do we get to invest back in and make the digital experience better or make that fraud experience better? So make sure that you're not leaving that money on the table, because that's money that you can invest right back
in. Exactly.
And right now it's critical to manage
the
inside and the outside.
Gosh. Well, the creativity is going to have to go to another level, I think.
I can't wait,
so,
right?
Yeah, it's actually going to be interesting to see. So 2023 is going to be a very interesting year. So,
man, sure is.
All right, Lindsay, anything else here to add to wrap up here?
No.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you so much for coming
nice
in and closing us out. And tell all the fine folks at Cornerstone we said howdy. All
I
right?
sure will.
Always appreciate the content that you guys provide.
Yeah.
You guys
thank
are
you.
Second
we have
to
a
none.
Lot of fun
well
doing that. Yeah.
Indeed. All right. There she is, Lindsay Hooks from the Cornerstone Advisors, a.k.a. Gonzo Bankers. Go check them out. Good people. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.